Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
You guys having a good time so far at camp?
Yes.
Such a blessing, and I'm grateful to be here with you guys. So, does anyone know our camp theme? What's our camp theme?
My love, serve
one another.
Take that in mind as we're going through our message, answer that all the week. One of life's most puzzling questions you may have thought about, or maybe it's come to your mind, you may even ask, is what is the purpose of life? Now, there's what is the meaning of life? What is this all about? What's the point? Another way of putting it is, why am I here? Why do I exist? And personally, growing up, I was very puzzled by this, and I didn't know the answer. In the world, some of the best and famous philosophers out there just can't seem to get this right and grasp it. What is the meaning of life? What is the purpose? So a couple of these I'll read off. We'll see what's wrong with them. Before, just a little joke. So one time a teacher was at a little school, and so after summer, she went to the chalkboard and wrote, "I ain't have no fun all summer." And she turns around and asks the kids, "Now what's wrong with that? What do I need to fix?" One kid raises his hand and says, "You need to get a boyfriend." So as you go through these, it's like, we'll see all these people trying to answer, what is the purpose of life? What's the meaning? We'll see what's wrong with these and why they need to fix it. One person named Dalai Lama says, "The very purpose of life is to be happy." Okay. Next, Steve Pavlina said this. He says, "The purpose of life is to explore and experience." Another one says, "It's to understand that what is really isn't." One person says, "Boots and cats." I'm guessing what he means is don't always take everything so seriously. One person named Matthew Silver says, "God gave you free will. That's for you to decide. So you should probably try to find it," was his answer. Another one, "To leave a legacy that is North Star for all my family in the future." There's a seventh one. "The purpose of life is self-actualization, shaping the world in our vision through reaching our full potential." Another one, "To be the best person of ourselves, to be our better selves." Another one, "The purpose of life is to make a difference." Now, these all sound nice to the ear, but all of them miss it. One thing that they all have in common, you might have some differences. What are they all focused on? They're all focused on yourself. None of these are the purpose of life. And if we want to know what the purpose of life is, where should we go for the answer? God's Word. If all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and God gives all things to pertain to life and godliness through His Word, we can be assured and know God's purpose for our life. Isn't it reasonable as Christians we think God will have the answer for us, what the life is all about? First, I want to get some reasons that we can be assured that God does have a purpose. Oh, we'll get into what our purpose of life is. It's actually pretty simple. It's not complex at all, but we'll try to make it. We can be assured that God has a purpose in our life because we are created in His image. Famous verse, Genesis 1:26-27 says, "And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. Do you think God had a purpose in that? Does God make anything without a purpose?
No.
We can also be assured God has a purpose for our lives, because not only are we made in His image, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139:13-14 says, "For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in thy mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." Did God create you for a purpose?
Yes.
Did this verse sound like He just forgot about you, just let you go off? No. We can also be assured God has a purpose for our lives, because He makes no mistakes, never has, and never will. Well, we can see God has a purpose for our life. We can be assured of that. But what is that purpose?
Amen.
Well, it's a lot simpler than it may seem. Well, let's look at a few passages. The Bible says God created all things for His glory. Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmaments showeth his handiwork. All the stars, everything in space, what was that created for? His glory. That includes you. Isaiah 43:5-7 says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yeah, I made him." So we see these passages very clear. We were created for God's glory. And if we're created for God's glory, that means our purpose in life is simple. It's to glorify God.
Amen.
It's simple as that. So how do we do that? Number one, first, we glorify God by being more like Jesus Christ. That's how we do it. Romans 8:29 says, "For whom he did foreknow," it's talking about a believer, "he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." That phrase, conformed to the image of the son, it means to be made like Jesus. So how do we be more like Jesus? Through loving one another, by love, serve one another. That's our campaign. It's through loving one another that you're able to be identified as a disciple. We know we are one of his because our love for one another. Mark 7:43-45 says, "But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whoever of you will be the chiefest shall be a servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." So if we glorify God by being more like Jesus Christ, who's the focus on? Is it on us?
No.
Who's it on? It's on God. And the aim through all of that is to grow. Growth. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior." In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, he gives us guiding principle in our lives of how we should be and think, act, in everything that we do. And to put it in context, the Corinthian church had believers going through a lot of problems. One group were fellowshipping with unbelievers in pagan temples, and they were eating meat that was sacrificed to idols. Paul condemns that. Others, with their conscience, were so convicted of buying meat on the market that they refused to ever do that because they were afraid, oh, it's going to be sacrificed to idols. And so they were saying, was this wrong? And Paul is explaining, no, that the meat itself wasn't wrong. It was rather the environment going on. And he gives this principle to guide them with how they need to handle that. It says, "Whether therefore you eat and drink, or whatever you do," see what you want to finish it?
Do all unto the Lord.
To the glory of God. Another verse. So according to this passage, everything that we do is to be about the glory of God. A lot of people seem to struggle and think of, what is God's will for my life? A lot of people misunderstand that word will. In the Bible, there's two words that found in the original language. There's thelma, which just means God's desire, what God wants. What we read about in those passages, that's God's desire. There's another one that's God's will. The word used is boule. What that means is his ultimate counsel, what's going to come to pass. So God wills that his son forced to die on the cross. That came to pass. Everything that God willed in the boule sense, that's going to come to pass. But God's desire for our lives is very simple. It's to be more like Jesus Christ. It's to grow. We grow by reading his word. We grow through prayer. You guys want to get some answers? How do we grow?
Study the Bible.
Fellowship. Such a good camp theme. By love, serve one another. And God's concern with our lives, what his desire, is not so much about our vocation. What am I going to do for my job? It's about your transformation. It's about being made more like his son. And whatever we do in our lives, if we cannot attach on there to the glory of God or in Jesus' name, you probably should consider not doing it. So real short, so how come this week you show your love for one another? Yeah, by taking care of them. Anyone else? How come this week show your love for one another?
Helping each other out.
Helping each other out.
Serving one another.
Serving one another.
Being there with
the kind. Being there with the kind. Especially, we definitely need to be kind to Herod. There is no place for name calling.
Hugs.
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 What about whenever you just forgot your goggles in the thing and you can't, you have to do your buddy system? Do you want to be like, oh man, my buddy forgot his goggles, I have to go back? No. You should immediately say, oh, absolutely, I'll go back with you. So a question for reflection, have you been living your life in light of God's purpose? Do you live your life to say, I want to glorify God in everything I do and in all of me, in my thoughts? Every breath I take, I want to do this for God's glory. So what are some changes you need to make to give God the glory in your action? Do you need to let go of, oh man, this all about me?
Yeah.
And how can you pursue more growth in your faith this week? And a simple answer, by love, serve one another. So I want to challenge you guys just to think about, what is our purpose? It's to glorify God. How do we do that?
Become more like
Jesus Christ. How do we be more like Jesus Christ?
Fellowship.
I serve, love, serve one another, study His Word, all of that. That is God's purpose for our life. It's that simple. What might seem so complex to the world who do not know God, those of us who do know God, it's easy. We have God's Word. We have all the answers.